Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, but this is our mentoring edition. I love this. It's Saturday morning. We're sitting together, drinking coffee, talking about business, talking about success, talking about leadership, talking about all the things that make you successful. And I had to, on this Saturday, and this might be a Saturday edition, because I know that under 30 is a huge part of my following. And listen, you're getting fed a bunch of crap with mindset. I have to just kind of come clean with it. There's way too much mindset focus right now on Instagram and on it's all you ever see is somebody, you know, pointing to their head, mindset. It's such a crock of you know what I want to say. Okay, I'm going to give you the alarms that should go off in your head, and we're going to talk about mindset. I think it has a tremendous place, but I'm going to explain it. But first, these are your alarms. If somebody 30 and under, okay, the under 30 crowd, they have no actual success, but they're selling, all they talk about is mindset. Like, you can't quite figure out what is their business. You know, a third of everything that comes out of their mouth is mindset. Run. Have you ever heard Bill Gates talk about mindset? Elon Musk? Elon Musk talks about, you know, great thinking, but he also talks about the fact that he worked 100 hours a week for basically a decade, slept in his office. It's the 100 hours thing. The fact that he's fairly, really, really crazy, dumb, smart. Okay? The fact that he took action on PayPal. We can go on and on. Okay? So I get really concerned with the 30 under, where a third of their vocabulary is mindset. Be very alarmed. Number two, their business is their course. I love this, man. Everybody who's selling a course and or they're a consultant. Listen, I have no problem buying courses. I've bought three that were great. Bought a real estate course I've used for 25 years. Has made me eight figures in net worth. It's worth it. I bought a Tony Robbins course, and Tony is the king of mindset, but I'm going to go into what he does and explain it because he has credibility there. But there was a Tony Robbins course I took, and then there was one on how to write and publish a book by Brian Tracy. Okay, I don't mind courses when it educates you. It tells you how to do something that they have done at a level that you're hoping to achieve. I'm fine with that. But when I see that their course is their business, you know, they're 25 and they're teaching you how to make money on Instagram. Well, if you're so good at that, why wouldn't you just start a company and do it for yourself and own a company that has that? I mean, if I could make a phone ring, I wouldn't tell you necessarily how to do it. I'd be doing it for myself too. I would at least own a business doing that. If I'm so good at it, I get a little alarmed when they allegedly know something so great, but they immediately become a teacher of it. Okay, but they're not actually doing it for themselves. I'm trying to explain that. It just, you know, the bottom line is when I take golf lessons with a pro, I want to see him hit a golf ball too. There you go. Yeah, okay, you may have read about it. You may have understood it. There may have been at a time you were halfway decent, but I want to see you hit a golf ball. And then I'll know whether I want to take lessons with you. Okay, so I get very alarmed when their business is their course and or they consult. That's all they do. They don't actually have a real live business other than this one expertise that they're pitching. And the example of that is, let's look at some, you know, people that are very well known, and mindset's important to them, but they all own businesses. I mean, Grant Cardone, like him or don't like him, who cares? It doesn't matter to me, but real estate is his business. His skill set is sales and or real estate. He eats, drinks, and sleeps that. Okay? 10X conference, that's a business. That's an event. Okay? So there's a lot of substance to that. Tai Lopez, a mindset guy, no doubt. But, you know, I also owns MentorBox and countless companies, you know, that he bought out distress brands. So he's telling you how to do something, but he's doing it as well for himself. He's taking his knowledge and he's sharing it with people, but he's also monetizing it for himself. That's credibility. I'm good with that. Tony Robbins. Last I checked, his net worth was between $400 and $500 million. Okay, so he likes businesses. Physical, you know, businesses that employ people. Russell Brunson, ClickFunnels, that's the business. I mean, he has a product. He's developed a product. Brad Lee, dropping bombs. I had the fortune to go out to Vegas and do his podcast. His office, it was a real business. Lightspeed, it was a real business. Andy Frisella, there's a real business there. My point is, if there is a course and there is consulting and there is no business, you have no credibility with me. Next. If you're selling a course, somebody's selling you a course, and mindset is more than 10% of the learning, I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned because mindset it's 10%. It is 10%. It's the accelerant. I'm going to get into that a little further. It's the accelerant. All right, talking about MySpace. It was once a business called MySpace. But real quickly, I am in the expert space under how to start a business. But I own businesses. I started one in 2019. That's Gig Strategic. You can go online and look that up. It's an incredible digital marketing company that actually only works with real businesses. We don't work with anybody in the online space. We work with plumbers, restaurants, and wedding planners, and, you know, it's people that would typically be in what used to be the yellow pages. That's our clientele. I like physical businesses, okay, and I like helping them. Okay, so I think mindset's important, but if I do a course, 90% of it, probably 95% of it, it's going to be on the how to start a business. Mindset is great, but I got to teach you the fundamentals of how to do something. Let me go back to Tony Robbins for a second. Tony Robbins, if you know his story, first he was mentored by Jim Rohn, who, you know, go on Amazon and type in Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N. He was the forefront of all success teaching. And Tony worked for him. So he was mentored by an incredible icon of success in Jim Rohn. Okay, that's number one. He lived in a tiny apartment where he basically worked from there. So he made the massive sacrifice. He didn't go to college, but he studied one thing relentlessly, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, basically creating positive and or negative triggers to get you to do something and or to quit something. I'm generalizing it, but that's it. He ate, drank, and slept that. That was Tony, you know, that's all, you know, up until like, you know, man, before he hit it, I mean, I can think that's all he focused on. That's still his big thing, NLP. What you trigger in your brain. What are things that you can trigger to make you feel happy? What are triggers, you know, to make you feel more successful when you're struggling? Whatever. Okay, I'm generalizing it, but that's his one massive area of expertise. And he utilizes it incredibly. But that's his unique selling position. And what he used to do is he would do events where he could get anybody to quit smoking. He'd literally go out on the street and find somebody who would smoke. And I think he got them to like smoke like 20, you know, take one cigarette after another over and over to get them to where they associated cigarettes. They didn't like it anymore. And I'm generalizing it. But my point is, you know, up till 30, you know, 17 through 30, Jim Rohn mentoring, lived in, you know, a tiny apartment, did, you know, events where he was working on getting people to quit smoking. He paid a price. He paid a price. He had a specialty. He had a skill. And then going back to Russell Brunson, I mean, here's a highly disciplined college wrestler. Incredible product, ClickFunnels. He has a product. He's an expert. I mean, you know, geez, .com secrets, expert secrets, copyright secrets, ClickFunnels. He knows everything there is about this, top to bottom. But again, he has a product. And then, you know, who initiated all of this. And then we're going to go, because I think this is a back-to-back lessons. I think this is really important. Think and Grow Rich. This was a book written in the 30s, of course, by Napoleon Hill. And it's an incredible book. But inside the book, there's actually 13 chapters, disciplines. It's just not think and grow rich. Then it goes on to tell you the 13 things you need to do. I think this is so important because, again, I see so many people be led to believe that all you need. And so if you hear this, you don't need this, okay? All you need is the right mindset. Run, don't buy it. Mindset is an accelerant. Okay, you have the fire. It's the accelerant. It's the gasoline, okay? You have a car. It's the turbo. It's not the car. It's the turbo. It makes the car go it makes you go faster. It's an accelerant. It's a turbocharger. You've seen Fast and the Furious where each of them have like the button in the center. You know, and you hit it and somehow the car goes three times faster than it would normally go. Yeah, mindset can do that. And I'm a fan of it. And I've utilized it my whole life. And it's been incredible, but I'm going to explain to you how you use it. It's a primer for the mind. You know, before you paint something that is like raw wood or something like that, or drywall, you prime it. You get it prepped so that the paint can be received. The color you get a better finish. That's a good explanation. It's a primer of your mind. So listen, I love mindset, but I like it under certain conditions. And I'm going to share with you, you know, the seven things that I think you have to have if you're going to use mindset and really maximize it. But we'll talk about that for next Saturday. But excited about this podcast. It's in the mentoring one. It could have been a teaching edition, but I'm tired of going on Instagram and seeing somebody 22 years old pointing to their head. You know, I'm like, you know, come on, enough is enough. Hey, this is Sean Cashman with the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. If you ever have any questions, because we're going to start doing 3 Zoom calls every Friday, because people ask me questions and I just can't answer them in a minute or two. I thought I could do it via email, and I just can't. So we're going to start granting, and I'm excited about this, 3 Zoom calls on Fridays. You know, you send your question to asksean@seancastorina.com. Don't make this thing long, just what I could help you with. And if I think I can solve it for you in a Zoom call better than just answering your email, I'm going to do that. I'm excited about this. We're going to take the Ask Sean edition and really make it so much more helpful, because we're going to do a phone call and I'm going to help you, and we're going to take notes and I'm going to tell you what to do, and it's free. So you can't beat that. My goal is to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs all over the world, and 99.9% of it is for free. Okay, at some point I'm going to make a class, I'm going to do a course, but you know this, when I do it, it's going to be legit, it's going to be real, and it's going to change your life. But not quite there yet. All right, thank you.